It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. We're both talking about steaming up here with all that humidity outside.
You know, I prefer it much more that my glasses steam when I go indoors as opposed to step outdoors.
Well, that's going to be the case for a while here, I think.
All week, it's
a couple days,
like.
Anyway. Yep.
Well, today's supposed to be the worst of it.
Yep. So yesterday wasn't too bad.
No.
We got up in the 80s. Had a over in the parade in Dawson. It was a nice day for that. So.
Well, I was out at the Missouri River, and there was no humidity over there.
Okay.
And we lost the sunshine on the way home, probably between Redfield and Dolan. It started to cloud over and be overcast, and that's when we noticed the humidity.
It did have a little thunderstorm activity I noticed over toward Watertown, Redfield, over that area earlier,
mm-hmm.
So...
Something nasty is going, but it's good. Looks from the news this morning, looked like it was going to skirt us. So
yep, not seeing much there right at the moment. So
yeah,
well, let's salute a veteran
of
here.
Of course,
shall we?
Today we're saluting TM3 Joseph Manfred Sabo. Joseph was born on August 20th, 1929, in Dawson, Minnesota, and passed away 12 years ago today, 12 years ago on Friday, on June 26th, 2014, Dawson. He entered active duty on March 27th, 1947, was honorably discharged 9 years later on June 21st, 1956. He was an ordnance man, served aboard the USS English, spent 7 years and 4 months overseas or doing sea service. So out of the 9-plus years he was in, he did about 7.5 of them on a vessel or overseas. So here in the National Defense Service Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, the Korea Service Medal, the Navy Occupation Service Medal the United Nations Service Medal. So we thank you, Joe, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Especially with the 4th of July coming up now, and a lot of patriotic activity is going on. Good time to salute.
Happy birthday, America. The 250th anniversary. Several of the service branches celebrated their 250th semi-quincentennials.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's a hard one to say.
Well, I know that because I mentioned it when I spoke on Veterans Day in Cottonwood. I had to figure out, you know, what's the word for 250th anniversary, and it's semi-quincentennial.
Yep.
Now, the person that asked me was a friend and an English teacher, so I figure I had to update my vocabulary.
Get it right. That's right. Well, we got some things going on the 4th of July here in Madison, culminating with the big fireworks display. Hopefully the weather will cooperate for that. There's a chance of some storms this weekend. But,
you know, but for that big elevator in between me and the fairgrounds, I'd be able to watch them from my dining room window.
Yeah, so. Well, we doubled the amount that we normally blow up, so it should be a good display.
Happy birthday, man.
Well, let's talk about the subject at hand today.
Something near and dear to your daughter's heart.
Yes, my daughter would like this one, Amber, the nutritionist dietitian there. It's eat your vegetables.
Yes, the VA News put out a press release written by a registered dietitian from the Oklahoma City VA healthcare system, talking about the importance of vegetables in everyone's diet. Adds color to your plate. They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away. What about vegetables? Full of nutrients, add color and flavor to meals, and are low in calories. So, but the ranch dressing that you put on them, or the olive oil, or the butter that you fry them in or broil them with, that adds calories, of course. eating plenty of veggies has many health benefits, better heart health. Fiber in vegetables can help lower blood pressure and cholesterol. Antioxidants and special plant compounds found in vegetables may help lower risk of chronic diseases, certain cancers, improves digestion, helps keep your gut healthy and may prevent fill you up with vegetables, fill you up with fewer calories, fill your plate with vegetables to feel satisfied longer, stronger immune system. Colorful veggies contain vitamins that help support your immune system.
That's right. Abro says the darker the vegetable, the better.
Yes.
Like the beets and all that kind of stuff.
The only way I like beets is pickled.
Oh, well, they're good.
Yeah.
Just had some this weekend over Marietta with my beef commercial.
Oh, yeah? Yep. Pickled beets?
Yep.
Yeah? Yeah, it's too hot a weather for beef commercials.
never too hot for beef commercials.
I think I ate too many when I was younger, and I just shy away from beef commercials these days. But
I'm attracted to them like a magnet.
Yeah, that's just me though. Yeah. You know, everybody out there, you do you, but that's just me. There, I like roast beef. I like bread. I like potatoes and gravy. Just not as one.
I like them separately or all together.
Amalgamated concoction. Potatoes a vegetable.
It is.
Yep.
Like a French fry, but that doesn't count, I guess.
Yeah, French fries.
But I was telling
waffle fries, Cal
Amber, I had some vegetables.
Fries.
I ate a bunch of French fries, and nope, doesn't count.
Onion rings. Yep,
those two.
Yep. Easy way to add vegetables to your meals. You can make a veggie omelet with mushrooms, peppers, and onions. I always put a little ham in with those four things.
Or sounds good.
Some kind of meat. Choose broccoli or a salad instead of fries. I was on a trip this weekend with a friend of mine, and we ate at a restaurant, and the meal comes with fries, and he goes, "What else?" They said, "You can get green beans," and he chose green beans.
There you go.
Good for him.
Good choice.
Yep. Load up a baked sweet potato with veggies and herbs. Top your sandwich or wrap with lettuce, tomatoes, cucumber, spinach, or onions. That's why Subway has all that that big smorgasbord there. Mix vegetables like asparagus or broccoli with your pasta. Include more veggies in your meals or snacks. Go to a local farmer's market. Try a new vegetable. Add veggies to your eggs at breakfast. Build a colorful salad for lunch. Swap zucchini noodles for traditional pasta at dinner. I'll take their word for it.
I think I'd go with the pasta.
Yeah, me too. VA offers a variety of programs to teach nutrition, cooking, and health goals. The MOVE program provides support for weight management and lifestyle change. This is an example of a veteran in the Eastern Oklahoma VA shared how he and his wife enjoyed learning new recipes through VA's MOVE program. Actually, there is a VA website. VA's Healthy Teaching Kitchen program helps veterans learn how to cook healthy foods, including vegetables. HTK classes discuss nutrition, how to balance meals, and ways to support your health journey. Contact your local VA or join the Healthy Teaching Kitchen class, or meet with a VA registered dietitian. And you can learn. Learn how to do that by speaking to your VA primary care team. Talk to the nurse saying, I'd like to be, maybe considered to meet with a nutritionist or a dietitian, and, learn to eat a little healthier. I kind of had to bite the bullet, being that I'm in my mid-40s now, and, I can't eat like I'm 13 anymore.
I'm in my mid-70s, and I try, but I can't do it either.
Yeah. We were talking earlier. I said, 12 to 16 ounces is a appropriate steak for a guy like me. And dietitians say, no, it isn't.
A little overkill.
That's about three times the size it should be. But it tastes so good. Anyways, this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and Western Guard this week. Might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I left the number out for you.
You are so nice.
I know it. That's what I tried.
That is 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. But Friday we will be closed. County offices will be closed in observance of Independence Day. So not the movie, the actual Happy Birthday America.
The celebration. Yep.
Celebration.
We're not worried about aliens. So.
No. Let's hope not.
I hope not, too.
I'm a believer, though.
That's right.
But we're open 8:30 to 4:30, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Sounds good. And we were talking about Amber, the dietitian, and my daughter.
She
worked at the VA for a few years.
Minneapolis VA,
Minneapolis,
wasn't it?
VA, yeah. She had good experience there. So
I'm a VA associate. And I have, I can contact. They have this big. It used to be Skype. Now it's Teams. But you could find people that work at the VA, any VA, mm-hmm. and chat with them. And I ran into about four or five people I used to serve with, and I'll reach out and say hi once in a while. But I found your daughter on it one time, I reached out and said hi to her.
That's good. Yeah, if you need a dietitian, she works with Madison Healthcare Services up here and mm-hmm. and on her own as well. So
yep, she's a veteran.
Good advice. So. Yep, she's a veteran. So, all right. Well, thanks, Josh. We will see you again next week, and you have a good 4th of July.
You too, and I hope to see you with all 10 of your fingers.
Yeah.
Well, on Monday.
Yeah, I'm just letting the professionals blow up the fireworks.
I saw something online, and it said this weekend that a person will have 10 fingers, and they don't know it yet. They don't realize it yet.
That's right.
We'll still have all 10
some people.
Digits.
Be careful with your fireworks.
Yes, be very careful.
That's right. All right, we'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.